Harper Audio presents Getting the Pretty Back, Friendship, Family, and Finding the Perfect Lipstick. Written and read by Molly Ringwald.
I'll take romance while my heart is young and eager to fly. I'll give my heart a try. I'll take romance.
Introduction. How I learned to stop worrying and love the F word. It happens to all of us. Here is how it happened to me. On February 18th, 2008, I turned 40 years old. It hardly seemed possible. I felt like I was just out of my teen years. A sentiment that in my case happens to be shared by a lot of people. The enormous popularity of the films I made as a teenager has succeeded in essentially freezing me in time for the general public. In the minds of most viewers, I will always be sitting on a table eating birthday cake with a hunky senior. Like most women, I was sort of dreading the day. Unlike most women, I didn't have the luxury of fibbing about my age, or even being coy when asked. Even my poor mother has experienced the fallout when she was paying a bill recently and the waitress innocently inquired if she was Molly Ringwald's grandmother. And while it is nice in some way to be seen as youthful, the fact remains that I'm no longer a teenager, and no amount of reruns on cable is going to change that. For months leading up to my birthday, let's just call it B-Day, I had well-meaning friends call and email my husband incessantly about what kind of special plans we had in mind. He kept them at bay by saying he would let them know. Then he would gently nudge me, saying that I could do whatever I wanted. Big blowout party to end all parties, or a simple dinner at home together. He just wanted to know what I wanted. "Let me think," I would moan. "I'll decide tomorrow." Eventually, he stopped asking, and I don't know what he told my friends. Finally, the day before B-Day, I did some soul-searching. What did I really want for my 40th birthday? A yoga retreat? An overnight flight to Miami? Botox? Then, as if from the ether, a voice spoke with astounding clarity. Fondue. Of course. If I had to turn 40, I would celebrate it by eating cheese. And not just any old cheese, but the yummiest, most decadent melt-in-your-mouth kind of cheese, made only more decadent by the warm, crusty bread that you dunked into it. So, in the dead of winter, 10 of my closest friends and I bundled up in our layers and traipsed over to Artisanal, a famous cheese and wine bar in New York City, and ordered bowls of fondue. For the recipe, see the enhanced portion of this audiobook. I made sure I wore a red dress under my winter coat, drank delicious red wine, ate amazing gooey French cheese, and laughed with my friends until I was 40 years old in one day. Here's a secret. I actually like my age. Or rather, I like everything that I've learned as those years have been accumulated. Whether it has to do with friendship, family, or falling in love, whether it involves acting, fashion, or motherhood, there's nothing that I would give up. Well, okay, maybe I'd pass on the Dorothy Hamill haircut I got in the fourth grade. This audiobook is about celebrating turning 40 and being the sexiest, funniest, smartest, best-dressed, and most confident woman that you can be. It's about everything I've learned thus far and how to put it together and incorporate it all. It doesn't matter if you're married, divorced, remarried, or eternally single. The one thing we have in common is that we all turn 40 and wonder how we got there and what we're going to do now. 2 months after my 40th birthday, I was asked to be a part of a show about teenagers. There was that word again, teenager. It seems to stick to me like a barnacle. But the difference was that now I was not being asked to play a teenager, but to play the mother of one. Once I got over the shock, I was still recovering from the fact that I just turned 40. And for those of you who have gone through it, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you who still have it coming, it gets way better, I promise. I realized that the show was a great way to bring it all full circle. Surrounded by teenagers and their urgent high school dramas, I felt a mixture of nostalgia and relief. nostalgia at seeing my younger self reflected in them, and relief that I was no longer agonizing about things like popularity and acceptance in the same way. When you're a teenager, you're forever thinking, do they like me? When you're a grown-up, as anyone over the age of 30 can attest, the question becomes, do I like them? Happily, the show has been a great success, and I'm constantly looking for ways to portray a cool mom, a mom that all those characters I played way back when would have liked to have had. At the same time, it gives me a chance to think about the kind of mother I want to be for my own children, and what kind of woman I want to be for myself.